Hello, Anchor people. My name is Jess, and you are listening to Jess in the Flesh. Hey, guys. So, I know it's been a while, but it's always been a while when it comes to me doing my podcast. So, a few things have happened. In better news, I just turned 21, so I'm actually fully legal now, but I don't know. I'm not really much of a drinker or a party person or anything like that, so it really doesn't affect my life all that much, if I'm being honest with you. And, like, I'm such a lightweight. I went out to dinner with my parents. Oh, my birthday's on July 28th, by the way. But, yeah, besides the point, I went out to dinner with my parents, and they bought me a drink, and, like, I only drank half of it, but I feel it so much, like, I felt it so much because of how sensitive I am to alcohol. And, like, dude, I'm just ridiculously sensitive to, like, any kind of, like, stimulant or depressant, like, you know, I've never done any hardcore drugs because, you know, I'm not about that life. But I mean, like, caffeine, man. It's like, they all affect me. And, my mental state. So, yeah, because after I, like, drank some of it, it's like, it was like a weird feeling. It was like, my head felt heavy, but I didn't feel sleepy. And usually I feel like those two feelings kind of go hand in hand, but it didn't. And it was like I was like awake and alert, but my head was heavy. I don't know if that's how you describe feeling like you're tipsy or whatever, because I mean, I've only been tipsy like a few times, you know, not being legal, because, you know, you're at school, you're with your pals, they do stuff. And sometimes you're like, hey, I want to have fun, I want to try, but, you know, I don't think it's for me. And just because I don't like to do that stuff doesn't mean I'm a square, doesn't mean I'm a complete boring loser kind of person. I just am more creative with my fun, and I don't need anything to change how I think or how I feel to, you know, make it so I can have fun. Even though we have, like, our ups and our downs, and, like, I have depression from time to time, it's okay, because the good thing about having depression, which, you know, is insane to say that it's a good thing, because society's like, oh, it's terrible, blah, blah, blah. When you're really, like, when you're in a depressive state, once you come out of the depressive state, it's like you're jumping from two extremes. So once you're really, really sad and really, really, like, numb, you can be, like, you can become, like, happier than you've ever felt. Like, you feel like you're on top of the world and everything's going great and everything's amazing, and you just feel the happiness more so, because, and you appreciate it more. Because it's not something that you experience all the time. And that's definitely how I feel about that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's just some insight I had on that. But anyway, I'm going to play some songs for you now. Some of my favorite songs from this past month. You know, while I've been gone and stuff. And then I'll talk to you about some recent events that I had, you know, that aren't as positive and fun or whatever as this conversation that I'm having with myself or with you. And if you want to respond to this and you're on Anchor, feel free to send me a message. I don't bite. I'm not mean. I'll answer you. Thanks. And here's some music. Here are the songs I played in case you missed them. Saturday Sun by Vance Joy, Small Talk by Call Security, and Nico and the Niners by 21 Pilots. So, in the time frame that I took off, I know it's been a couple of weeks now, but 21 Pilots is now back from their hiatus, and they came out with two new singles, and they announced a tour, and I'm going to see them in concert in October, and I'm so hyped about it because they're one of my favorite bands. I feel like Tyler Joseph shares a lot of, like, personal stuff with, you know, mental health and depression, and I really, like, appreciate it and vibe with it and relate to it because it's just so honest and heartfelt, and then there's backstories behind everything, and it's just pure gold. But yeah, I also made a YouTube video of me reacting to the music video for Jumpsuit and the song Nico and the Niners, which I just played for you. And so if you were interested in watching it, it's on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/justwise, and wise is spelled W-Y-S-E. So if you wanted to look at it or look at my YouTube channel, you can, because yeah, also recently I've just been diving into YouTube a lot, and it's fun. I really like it. It's making me happy. I reached my 300 subscriber goal on my birthday, which was very special for me. That made me really happy. And, you know, I just really enjoy YouTube, and I want to spread some positive message and just make people laugh and, like, brighten their day. I feel like that makes everything better. But the thing is, my content on YouTube is a lot different than the content I post on here. On here, it's more of me being raw and honest. I mean, I am honest on my channel, obviously. I really thrive off of authenticity, and that's one of my main things that I like. But it's a different side to my personality. I just have multiple sides to myself. And the side I share on YouTube is the more, like, in your face, highly self-deprecating, uncomfortable laughter, just terrible jokes. That's the side that lives there. The side of me that lives here is more, like, calm and collected and insightful. At least I try to be insightful. I mean, yeah. So, if you want to see that side of me, you can go there. But I'm also thinking about posting more. I have a vlog channel as well. So I was thinking about posting more on that channel because I just feel like I need to, like, just be able to document my life for myself without it being really entertaining. Like, I don't expect anyone to watch those videos, but the ones on my main channel are for entertainment. But there are definitely some things that are of utmost importance to me, and that's why I have this podcast, so I can, like, share my voice and my opinions on those things in a different space, so it doesn't, like, conflict with what content people are expecting me to put out and wanting to put out. I mean, I know I'm still an extremely small creator. I only have a little bit over 300 subscribers right now, and that really is nothing in the grand scheme of the platform, but I just really enjoy it. It's fun. It makes me feel happy, and, like, my voice and opinion matters, because growing up, I would just, you know, isolate myself and continue to struggle with self-esteem. I mean, I still struggle with self-esteem, but the more and more I age and grow up, it's, like, the more and more I know who I am, the more and more sure I am of myself. Because when you're growing up, you're just surrounded by all these different people. And sometimes you feel the pressure from them to be, like, feel like you're trapped or you're forced into being someone you don't want to be. And I don't care anymore because I don't know. But the thing is, growing up, I don't know. I probably have talked about this before, but majority of the friends I made growing up moved away. And that really affected me because after that point, I was very reluctant to go out of my way to make friends. I would isolate myself and I would be really sad and really depressed and very negative and pessimistic and like not enjoy my life. And, you know, it was hard. And I really felt like I only had myself. Even though my family was there, I was never really open and honest with them or with anyone because I didn't want to feel like a burden on them. And I think a lot of people who have mental health issues feel that way. But the thing is, in order to feel better, like, yourself, you need to let it out somehow. And I think in those times, when I was the most depressed and most lonely, most isolated, in a way, I was more authentically me because it was just me. I wasn't influenced by other people around me. And it helped me find out, like, what I liked, what I didn't like, without having really any outside input on who I was. But at the same time, it was very lonely and very isolating and kind of sad, to be honest. So of recent news, Demi Lovato OD'd and is now hospitalized. And this really is big news because she was sober for so long and she has a really big impact on a lot of people, especially people around my age, because we grew up watching her in the spotlight and looking up to her as a person. I've always really enjoyed her because I feel like, you know, after her Disney Channel days and she broke free of that, she was very, very authentic. And as you guys probably know by now, because I repeat it too much, I value that very highly. And she's open and honest and tells it like it is. And a few weeks before she OD'd, she released a song called Sober. And it was a song of her basically just apologizing for relapsing because she was sober. I don't remember how many years, maybe like 3 or 4. I don't know. If you want, do your research, look it up, because I'm not doing that right now. But yeah, so she's been sober for a while, but she fell into like drug culture because of her fame and like stress. And if in that song, it was saying how she did it because she was lonely and she felt isolated. And a lot of people who don't have mental illness and don't understand how that works, like, they think, oh, how could she feel alone when she has thousands and thousands of people following her and has a loyal fan base and everything? But you can't say that, because I feel like when you're that level of a celebrity, there's just a lot of pressure on you. And like, I know I definitely get the feeling of when I'm in a crowded room and I feel alone. And I bet she has that same feeling or had that same feeling, and she just, you know, spiraled again. But she owns up to it in her song called Sober that she released. And I really, really look up to that. And I think the drug abuse comes not just, you know, from being exposed one time and then it going out of control. I feel like her mental health, because she has bipolar disorder and she's also suffered with eating disorders as well. These, like, especially the bipolar disorder, I feel like that triggered both the eating disorders and her drug abuse. And when she was having a low and she couldn't take it and she was lonely, she relapsed and she lost control and she couldn't stop, and then the OD happened. I mean, I'm just, like, guessing. I don't really know. Like, I don't know her life story or anything, but I just really look up to her, and, like, I hope she gets all the help she deserves, and I think she's very, very brave for putting out this song, and, like, the timing of it all is, like, really, really sad and heartfelt, and, like, in, as she's singing, you can feel how heartfelt it is, and how disappointed she is in herself, and she feels like she's letting all of her fans down and her family down, and she doesn't want to let them down, and she doesn't want to let herself down. And, like, I just really, really respect her for it, and it's bringing a new light to this issue, because I feel like, in general, the music industry is just surrounded by tons and tons of drug abuse. Like, a ridiculous amount. And nobody talks about it. And, you know, if it takes something like this for it to become in the public eye, then maybe overall that's a good thing. But, I know it's not a good thing to OD or anything, but I'm just saying, like, overall, this has brought light to the situation. And also, she's stable, so that's good as well. Anyway, now I'm just gonna play the song for you, so you can hear how, like, heartfelt it is and how much, like, she puts her soul into it. And, like, I just really, really appreciate it. And so, here it is. I hope you felt that and her emotion as much as I did listening to that song, because it's just so, so heartfelt and sentimental, and it just very impactful. And it just shows, like she says in the song, that she's only human and that she just makes mistakes and can't live up to everyone's expectations all of the time. But on a more, on a less depressing note, I mean, this is still some annoying news, but 2 days ago, I was walking my dog, and an unspecified insect just decided, like, hey, I'm gonna fly right into the side of your foot. And it stung me. And now my foot is huge and swollen and puffy and red and itchy and warm. And, like, I am limping while I'm walking because the swelling is now, like, by my ankle. Like, it's really bad. It's horrible. It looks gross, but it's fine. I don't even know. Like, I didn't do anything. I was literally just walking, and it stung me, and I flung my shoe, and I yelled. And I'm thankful that none of my neighbors were outside, like, you know, looking at me, because that would have been weird. And that would have been really uncomfortable for everyone. So, yeah. I don't know what it was, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't a bee because I've been stung by bees before, and I've never had this big of, like, a reaction. I mean, I know I'm allergic to bee stings, but not, like, severely. I just swell up a little bit in the area where I'm stung. But, like, this swelling is basically my entire foot. So I think that it's probably a wasp. But, like, yesterday, it wasn't nearly as bad. Like, today, the swelling is, like, the worst. And I just hope it gets better because, like, I don't want to become an amputee or anything, so. But anyway, in other news, I was, I work at a grocery store. I think I mentioned that last time. And I also mentioned in the last podcast that I, meet some interesting people. So yesterday, my shift was only 6 hours. But four different notable things happened. So the first thing, I was, you know, a cashier standing at my cash register. And there was this woman, this Polish lady. And she gives me a protein bar and some, like, Swiffer cleaner. And I scan it and she gives me these two coupons. And so the total rings up to 10 cents. And then she proceeds to do 5 more transactions of the same 2 items. And then they're not totaling the 10 cents each time because apparently they're also associated with online coupon clippings from the app for our store, right? And so she kept complaining that the price wasn't correct. So I had to call over a manager to deal with her. And I'm like, she's complaining that instead of 10 cents, it's going to cost her like 80 cents. And I'm like, you're really that cheap that 80 cents is too expensive? But apparently she does this all the time, I was told by my manager. So that happened, and that was honestly pretty irritating. And this all happened in the same shift on the same day. So this was all yesterday. And the day before I got my bee sting, so like it was starting to swell and be warm and itchy. So I was dealing with that and this all at the same time. But okay, that was the first thing then. The second thing that happened was I was going... Alright. I was ringing up this guy. And he bought 12 roses. And they were all ringing up as $5. He was like, oh, I forgot something. So he went and he came back and he looked at the total. He's like, that's really expensive. I thought it was buy one, get one free. And they should be ringing up as $2.50. Because they're like half price. And I was like, yeah. They should be. Let me see your membership card. So I took his membership card. I scanned it. And so, yeah. It all deducts, like, half of the price off. But then he was complaining, like, oh, the guy over there said it was buy one, get one free. So she should really be paying for only 6 of the flowers. And I'm like, technically you are, but... Then he called over the guy and said it was misleading. And then the guy who's like the grocery manager told him, like, couldn't stand up for himself. And like, the guy who got the roses was complaining how he could buy 12 roses somewhere else for $10 cheaper. So the grocery manager comes over and deducts $30 off of the man's bill. He could have deducted, like, what, 15, but he deducts $30. So the man ends up spending, like, $12 and some change on 12 roses and, like, a bag of candy, like, a big bag of candy, and then he also got something else that I don't remember. So, like, he, like, basically got away with barely paying anything. So that happened. And then this other guy come, this one's funny. This one's not like, you know, me complaining about anything. This is just really stupid. So this guy comes out of the bathroom, which is like right near where my register is. And he's like, "Hi, can I get your help?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure." So I walk over because, you know, no one's in my line at this moment. And he's like, "When I was in the bathroom, I put my items in the sink. And it's like an automatic sink. So the water turned on and got all of his items wet. So he had me take his items out of his bag, dry them off with paper towel, and put them in a new bag." And I was like, "How dumb are you, sir?" There was literally, like, a changing table in there. He could have put his items on the changing table and not in the sink. Like, some people don't have logic. Okay. And then the fourth thing that happened, I walked into that same bathroom, like, 30 minutes later, and there was vomit on the seat and piss on the seat. And, like, I think it was the same man with the wet groceries, because I don't remember anyone else going in there after him. So, that was my day at work yesterday. That was the time. Let's not be scarred anymore. I think I'm gonna end it here. So thank you so much for listening to this. And if you hear rain in the background, it's because it's raining outside here in New Jersey at 10 o'clock at night. I'm just sitting in my room, but yeah, thank you so much for listening. I just like to have an outlet to be real and talk about some deep stuff. And, you know, I hope I impact someone. And I just like to talk about things that are important to me and spread awareness for mental illness, because it's very important. And so, yeah, hope you have a great night and enjoyed. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye, guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.